knowing he's beside me. All alone, I'll walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me. Darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him. Welcome to Empath of Least Resistance. I'm Annie Hardy. I love him, but every day I'm learning. All my life I've only been pretending. Without me, his world would go on turning. The world is full of happiness and I've known. I love him. I love him. I love him, but only on my own. All right, welcome to Empath of Least Resistance. Like I said, I'm Annie Hardy. I'm your host, the only host who keeps coming back. It works if you work it, or does it? Excuse my phlegm and lack of a concise, precise, and super nice singing voice, but I've had a cold, one of my least favorite things to have. And then now life is just crazy, y'all. I'm stepping to the podcast by myself, even though I fucking hate doing this, because legit, it makes me low-key seem like a psycho. Because, well, I don't know if that's because of what I'm saying as much versus me saying it by myself. Or perhaps it's just what I'm saying to a bunch of, you know, varying stages of asleep people. It is legitimately sounds crazy. Because if you're like living that matrix life, living your worst life, in the matrix where money is a thing and like going to work and having a job is a thing, that sucks for you, bro. I'm sorry. Take that red pill or whatever. I don't really remember. I kind of saw that movie once and it was just literally last year. And I was like, oh shit, this movie's real. But I had seen it once in high school, the first time I ever took ecstasy, back before it was called MDMA. And it was called ecstasy. First time I took it, my friends went to the Matrix. I'm like, what is this fucking dork shit? I don't watch dork movies. I've never seen Star Wars. Never want to watch this dork movie. So in any case, doesn't matter. Point is, I walked out of the movie theater because I had to go find Omid and tell him my pill didn't work. I needed another one. And I never knew. But it was and would have been completely lost on me at that point anyway, because I didn't have anything similar to the consciousness I have right now. one that is shared with me by no one that I know. No one that I know at present, yeah. No one. I mean, who is going to share your exact same consciousness? I don't think anybody. There's some people who come pretty close. And I'm very grateful for all of that. Because it's nice to not feel like a complete psycho baby out in this world of actual psycho babies. You know, to a psycho baby, I'm insane. And to me, a psycho baby is a psycho baby. Psycho baby just being somebody who is an insane psycho baby. I don't know how better to explain that. It's kind of, I feel like you get the energetic signature that comes along with psycho baby. What am I here to talk about today? Oh yeah, loneliness, being on our own. You know, loneliness is the number one problem that plagues humanity today. Loneliness. You know, who amongst us has not felt lonely before? All of us. I went to a Teal Swan synchronization workshop a couple weeks ago. And, you know, she's just written a book on loneliness and is trying to raise awareness about it. Because, like, it's an ish. It's a serious issue. And I notice it just in the microcosm of going to Alcoholics Anonymous, where, you know, these kids, these millennials who start just a couple years younger than me, they are almost seemingly incapable of being vulnerable. And I mean, at least most of the time, like everything's a joke, everything's a pun, everything's like a play on words. And I can fucking get down with the best of them when it comes to puns. I'm from Orange County, bruh. I think we invented the pun, but I'm also inventing that fact. But like nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. And your mom named Heather. Everything's a joke to you. Don't you wonder why you feel so lonesome, do you? But then I was thinking about this today. I'm like, man, these motherfuckers, they don't even know how to, like, you know, become vulnerable and connect with another person. But then I was like, do I? And I had to stop and really think, like, am I capable of it? But you know what? I am capable of it. Come to think, I have resistance towards it. But at the end of the day, I can get down. My vulnerability, you know, mostly comes out in the form of my songs, wherein I vomit my diary into a 3-minute, you know, parcel, and I deliver it to the rest of the world. And I feel like that really helped me in this life to be somewhat of an open book, which is the way that one needs to be in order to be happy, I believe. Teal Swan believes too. Ralph, Infinite Waters, what's his face, believes as well. Also, practicing radical transparency, radical honesty, extreme transparency in words and deeds. I mean, nobody's perfect at this. I'm surely, certainly not. But when I was very close to perfect with it, I will tell you, nothing could creep past me. My spiritual gifts were on point. Like, you know, Robert used to call me the human lie detector. I saw everything. Shit, I still see everything. Not everything, but I see a lot of things. But what good does it do me? Almost none. Why? Because fucking nobody listens to me. Because everyone's a skeptic. Why? Because everyone's skeptical. But why are they skeptical? Because skeptics get skeptical results. So, you know, in this world in which the law of attraction is a governing spiritual law, whatever you believe is what you see. It's not you see it to believe it. It's like, bro, you have to believe it and then you'll see it. Your thoughts and your words are creating your reality with the universe. So if you believe something that's painful, like, oh, this is what always happens. I like the guy and then the guy fucking abandons me. It's like, no, actually, that's not how it works. A, you're manifesting that, and truly people do manifest that. I myself have done it. You expect abandonment, you fear it, and you take actions from that place of fear and bring about the exact thing which you fear into reality because you just acted like a trifling ass hoe. And fuck yeah, someone's gonna abandon you. It's kind of how it works. So we have to stay focused in our heart centers. We have to practice radical honesty, extreme transparency, telling the truth to ourselves and others. There's layers of that onion to peel back. And then delusion and lies will try to creep back in all the time. It's hard. When you live in this world that we do, it's not a world that practices acceptance. Like complete and total acceptance and non-judgment, which is another, like, very important key to being happy. Letting yourself be yourself, letting others be themselves. Don't judge it, bruh. There's a huge difference between judgment and discernment. Judgment hurts, mostly the judger, and it hurts the judged as well. But discernment is a spiritual gift from God. And I've been lucky enough to be gifted with the spiritual gift of discernment. I can hear the hyenas howling in the background who are listening to this, like, oh, this bitch is crazy. Am I crazy? Maybe I am. I ask myself this all the time. And every time I do, I'm like, wait a second. Crazy people don't question their own sanity. They just know that they're right. I'm sane enough to think maybe it's me who's crazy and not all these miserable fucks all around me. Completely fucking miserable, incapable of being their true selves, incapable of being honest and open and saying whatever they want, saying what they feel and speaking their truth. And so filled with a dark cloud of bullshit inside. Maybe they're the sane ones. And maybe me, who's free to be myself, maybe I'm the crazy one. After all, that's kind of what homeless people are doing. They're just fucking going for it. Just fucking tripping, living in a box, saying like turkey hoggle wart. They don't give a fuck. They're like, I'm not crazy. You're crazy, you motherfucker. But what's the difference between me and a homeless person besides my house? Which, take that away and I hope one of my parents lets me come live with them. But the difference is perspective, I believe. Did you know the only difference, and I've said this many times, sorry for my longtime listeners, the only difference between a schizophrenic person and a psychic medium is that the psychic medium, I mean, it's the same condition. It's the literal same condition. It's the same experience, except the psychic medium views their condition as a gift, whereas the schizophrenic views their condition as a mental illness. One is a psychic medium. One is a schizo. They are both schizo. They are both psychic medium. But one looks at it like it's a blessing, and one looks at it like a curse. Now, let me tell you right now, there's no such thing. Oh, wait. There is way such thing as a curse. But I don't know why I was going to say that. I mean, I think I was more referring to the things that happen to us, like an individual occasion, what seems like a turn of bad luck, seems like something that's very negative that's happened to us, and we are in resistance to it being the reality. And every moment that we're in resistance to that reality is a moment that we suffer. Because resistance is the cause of all suffering. in this world. You know, AA has this, like, you know, chapter on acceptance that says, like, acceptance is the key to all my problems today. When I'm all fucked up and pissed and unhappy, it's because I find some person, place, or thing, some aspect of my life to be fucked. And I will get no relief until I accept that thing, person, place, or thing as exactly how it's supposed to be. There are no mistakes in fucking God's world, even though it feels a lot like the devil's world some days and biblical end times. But in the end, God is still in control of everything. And if something quote unquote bad happens, like great example, my baby dying seems like a fucking for sure negative thing to have happen. Robert, my baby's dad, dying after that 9 months later seems equally as bad to me, or to anyone really. But I have released judgment of these things. Things aren't good or bad, you know. These things come from God. Nothing but nothing happens by mistake in God's world. I have to believe that these things happen to me because God deemed me strong enough to deal with it and to turn this adversity around, transmute it into healing for myself and others. You know, God has given me a unique perspective that most other people cannot hold. God has given me a unique courage or stupidity or autism, I can't really tell sometimes, to speak my truth at all times, even when I should shut up. You know, which isn't to say I don't keep a couple secrets here and there, but in general, 99.9%, you know, I just say, I don't think about it. I just do it. I don't think about it. I just say it. Why not? If someone doesn't like me because of some shit I say, then that person is an idiot or a narc anyway. Truly. Because listen, I'm going to tell you this. Only narcissists are out there getting offended at shit that people say. Don't get offended by words and things people say, people. You know, this is not the way to be, unless you love to be unhappy and swirled in chaos at all times. I suggest, if you ever get offended, which I don't recommend at all, because it's not about you at all, truly. Whatever someone says or does seemingly at you, it's not really about you. But if you must get offended at their actions towards you. Look at a person's actions towards you and towards other people. How do those rate? Judge a person based on their actions, not so much their words. Lots of people out there want to call me all kinds of weird shit. But anytime someone's ever called me anything, they are just calling me whatever they are and do not want to admit to themselves. And it's really, yes, as easy as that. You know why I never accuse anyone of being racist? Because I'm not a racist. So I'm not looking around for the next racist, you dumb white fucks. Maybe I am racist because I fucking seriously hate white people at this point. White people are bumming me the fuck out because it's always them taking offense. White people that have been to college that call the cops when something goes wrong. Shut up, white people. If, you know, I'm doing like the transgender version of but with race, which my mom told me, and I did see a clip of it. Dr. Phil had a black girl who believes she's white. And you know what? I'm like the flip side of that. And I have a lot of non-white friends that will back me up. I'm not white, at least in spirit. And, you know, ask a friend if you don't believe. But then again, I did just play, Les Miserables musical song to open up this podcast. So maybe I am white after all. Hard to say. Les Miserables Bataclan. Remember that Bataclan thing that happened? That was bad, a man. Bad. times. Not good times. You know, my friend Travis Keller, he told me, hey man, you should talk to Jesse the Devil Hughes. He does like some crazy like white right wing Christian thing. He's a reverend, he's a preacher. And I said, no, he is not, Travis. Clue number one, his name is Jesse the Devil Hughes. Nobody who is a reverend or a preacher would ever be named anybody the devil, okay, bruh? And I'm certain, 100%, that this is not the case now. He's not a Christian. A lot of people are not Christians, though. Let's be honest. I myself am a begrudging Christian, but I truly believe and preach the kingdom. And if you're not preaching the kingdom, you're some, you know, watered-down ass, you know, super church Christian bro who's like not really trying to talk about the devil, just like focusing on all Jesus love and stuff. And that's only half the story, bro. Sorry. Because the devil is real and the devil is alive. And the devil is coming for you guys. If he hasn't already arrived, the devil. Not Jesse Hughes. The devil living inside of you. All you narcs. Seriously, all the narcs. They got a little demon in their energy field. Half the time it's them. Half the time it's not real. When they get triggered and the demon kicks in, oh no, then I hate that narc, you know that I hate him and I wanna run away for sure. That's that Jezebel spirit of witchcraft. Let's hear it for all the narcs. Tell me that Jesse the Devil Hughes is a Christian. No, he's not. Anyone can get ordained on the internet. Not by God. Shit, I'm a reverend if you want to be like that. And then there was this guy with full-blown AIDS from a Inland Empire gang. And he used to have sex with my half-sister. Had full blown AIDS, kicking on Magic Johnson AIDS, and she didn't catch it. Do you know why? It's probably because she's already negative. Do you know why she didn't die or get AIDS? It's a mystery, yes, to me. I think it's RH negativity, but I digress. I was a reverend, yes. Pretty sure a reverend ain't trying to fuck my sister in the ass without a condom. No, I can't imagine that's true. But if you know a preacher, a reverend who wants to do that to you, you better run. I don't know. Anyone named the devil anything with the devil as a nickname? Get away from that person. Run away as fast as you can. Do not fuck with the devil, man. There's a lot of people who are posing, Christian posers, Luciferians. Don't fuck with them. You know, Jesus himself was rejected by everyone. Everyone hated Jesus, naturally, because he's the being that embodied nothing but unconditional love, literally sent by God. Oh, and by the way, I watched a great thing, great video from like Discovery Channel or one of these things. And they were doing some, fuck, damn it. Without this information, this doesn't hold much water. But somehow they were testing DNA from like, fuck, what was it? Some Jesus shit. And they were able to test some DNA and find that he had no, oh, bro, I'm blowing it. No Y chromosome. He only had the one that you get from your mom. So either Jesus was a transgendered or, like, literally, scientifically, he had no father because his father was God. So in your face. But I wish I could, like, cite, you know, it makes no difference. And I tell you, oh, yeah, I saw this YouTube video, and it was a video from television. No, I know it doesn't work like that. You know what? Faith isn't there to be proven, like, ahead of time. Like, you kind of take a leap, bro. Trust me, I wouldn't go around talking about Jesus and shit if I had a choice, if I thought it was maybe not real. Like, fuck. This shit is real, and it sucks. Israel. Maybe I can move to Israel now that my DNA test has proven I'm 23% Jew. 23andMe? Going to Israel on a kibbutz. Where was Jesus buried? Can I take a look? Was it in this cave with Nick Cave? With a big old boulder and a bunch of lions. Oh, wait, I'm mixing up a couple stories. Jesus. Can you believe this? Yeah, so Jesus gets sent down to earth. He's like, what's up, motherfuckers? I just came here to talk to you about forgiveness and love and, like, how to be, you know, chill bro. And these fucking Jews and stuff were like, yo, fuck this motherfucker. Like, he's trying to talk about some shit, and then he just healed a guy's, blind guy on the Sabbath. A big no-no. If you're a Jew, bro, yo. Jesus, of course, was. Jesus was a rabbi. And he had a family. He was married to Mary Magdalene. And you know that they had a kid. And that's how we got that holy grail. It's not a cup, it's a bloodline. As somebody's snail trail. That's right. The holy grail is not a cup. Why would they be looking everywhere for cup? The cup holds the blood. Holy blood, holy grail. Knights Templar tried to keep it one secret snail trail, but the word's out, everybody, with the AB negative bloodline, you a descendant of Jesus, unless I'm wrong and accidentally lying. Hey, you know what I also saw a video about? Now, this comes straight from the mouth of a possibly crazy person, but you know what the only difference between crazy people and enlightened people are? The belief that they're enlightened versus crazy. And then again, if one doesn't have that spirit of discernment I mentioned before, you get a lot of bullshit. You know, when you're a schizo, whatever, and you're talking to the universe, you know, you don't know what's an angel. You don't know what's a demon. You don't know what's the truth or lie. You're just overwhelmed with information. That's why you got to hone those skills, hone that craft. Don't be just a schizoid. Figure it out. Don't take medication either. That shit is meant to control you. I went and spoke on an AA panel in a very, well, both places so far have been loony bins or dual, nope, the last place was a straight psych ward where people get 5150'd, and baby, it was psycho. Ooh, baby, it was creepy psycho. I mean, yeah, I went into the first one, which is a dual diagnosis rehab. All the people were on drugs and had mental problems. And I tried to give this empowering speech. I told them, you know, shaman thing, whatever. And the shaman walks into a mental hospital and sees a bunch of people who are trying to give birth to their inner healer. But our society says that's craziness. And then they lock it down, they judge themselves, and then, you know, they stay stuck in this like psychotic place. Whilst in Africa, when someone has a schizophrenic breakdown, the entire village wants to hear from that person because they know that person is tapped into some shit right now that they don't have any access to. And because of that love and support and like validation, because legit, a schizo has more divine truth running through them than you do or probably ever will. I love talking to people in psychoses because those people will just spit game at you and tell you what's going on. Robert used to love to walk up to the most like craziest homeless people and be like, yo, what's up? What are the demons saying today? And they would tell him. It was so dope. I don't know anybody else who would do that, but maybe there's someone out there. But I just think, wow, those, you know, I'll always talk to a homeless person, you know, because they got something to say. And they need to hear something hopeful and uplifting. So I think it's a fair trade-off. Although the last homeless person I talked to, while they were sitting down, absolutely everyone who was sitting there with me at Del Taco got up and left. Except Catlow stayed, but admittedly, I was his ride. So, you know, there was that aspect. In any case, you know, I didn't really get a lot from that conversation except for feeling good inside for, you know, whatever positive interaction I may have had. But the one guy did tell me that he and I were both related to Charlie Sheen. So, you know, sometimes it's just crazy people mumbo jumbo. But if you can, like, be divorced of ego and just sort of, like, be a channel, that's the railway between France and London. If you can be like a clear channel for spiritual information, you can't judge that shit because everything will sound crazy. Because crazy shit, crazy sounding shit, is actually the truth of our universe, which in this 3D world has been designed to just sound crazy. So it'll be immediately dismissed. Most of everything that you think of and believe and, you know, think is real, regard as real, is not really real. And it's my prayer and wish for all listeners to just, you know, break your mind. Have your hard drive that is your brain smashed up against a wall, beaten with a baseball bat, narcissistically abused into a haywire state, crystal meth psychosis into oblivion, and reset and start again and question everything you think you know. And why do you believe that? And do I really think it's true? And who told me that? And how did I come to believe this? You'll find you can leave a lot of those beliefs in the trash where they belong. Any belief that's based in fear, like, oh, this never works out. My life is always like this, you know? Maybe it's because that's what you believe. But I believe that based on the evidence that it's always been like this. Yeah, but no. Anything could change. All it requires is you to take different actions. We all tend to think our life goes this one way. Oh, this always happens. It's going good. And then fucking kersplat, some shit devil falls out of a tree and lands in my mouth. Well, it's like, well, bro, don't walk under trees then. And I don't think that'll happen. Life is very simple. We, with our human minds, our egos, and our intellect, and our fake logic, and our lack of common sense these days, we make it so much more difficult than it needs to be. There's one truth in this universe, and that truth is love. And you can call it what you want. God is love. God is truth. And the devil is fear, and the devil is lies. So how can you be a person who's trying to be close to God? And by the way, God is the answer to that loneliness. When you realize that not only you have a friend in God, you know, for me, I have a friend in Jesus. Sorry, Jews, if you don't like that, or, you know, I know they don't mind. But, you know, sorry to anyone who doesn't believe that Jesus is God. But I do, kind of, you know. Not kind of, I do. You know, and, you know, I believe Jesus is a shit. Otherwise, I wouldn't be out here gangbanging for Jesus like this. It makes me look like a psych. I know that. Let my very awareness of what a fucking psych it makes me look like be a testament to my belief, I suppose. You know, I used to be very cool. NME Magazine voted me the 50th coolest person in the world in 2006. Now look at me. I believe in Jesus. That's fucked up, y'all. But I'd rather do that than fucking be worshiping the devil with all y'all out there in the world. I know I got some Christian listeners, and I appreciate you. A few rare believers. You know, people are, at least people out here in LA, they're like, yo, we're in LA. The rest of the world is all Christian. No, it's not. Those are fake-ass Christians. Those are pagan Christians. They're Christians who dress up in Halloween costumes, yes. And a lot of people say, but I love Halloween. It's my favorite of holidays. And I'm like, cool, you want that to be the reason that you get a demon all up in your place? No, thank you. I'd rather sit them out every 365 days. 365. Another one for Christmas. Am I right, guys? That's another pagan holiday, and I don't fuck with that shit. Okay, admittedly, I do just a little bit. You know, it's hard to live in this world with my beliefs that no one shares. Because no one wants to go the full distance for JC. Nobody. They want to mock and laugh at me. But who will be mocking when they die? And they go down to the pits of hell to get raped every day at 5 by demons, you guys. You think this is a joke and you laugh. But it's shitty truth that I don't want to believe. Believe that. Sorry, I can't stop improvising. You know, I feel like I communicate better through song. And it just... See, I'm talking, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, the world's insane, it's the end of the world. The end times have come. I asked a friend the other day, my friend Z Berg. I said, Z, how many years do you think we got left till the end times, till the end comes, till fucking Jesus bombs on this place and lights this bitch on fire? Now, Z-Berg don't believe in Jesus at all, as she said. She rolls with Satan. Half joke. You know, but that's cool. I respect our differences. And she said 10 years is the answer to that. And I'm like, you know what? That's a great amount of time for me. So mark your calendars. 2028 sounds good. In fact, it sounds great. And I think by 2020, all y'all will see that who's been right this whole time? Oh, me. Annie Hardy is always right, they say. At least 9 out of 10 times for me. Admittedly, I'm wrong sometimes. But I don't like to think about those times. At all. So, yes. Have I finished what I was saying? People got a fear of intimacy today. People are afraid to get hurt. So they joke and they posture and they crack jokes and they avoid anything serious and they make fun of you and they make fun of themselves. They make fun of each other. They say mean shit, you know? I get equally upset hearing someone say something mean about themselves. Y'all, stop judging yourselves. Stop judging other people. Especially stop judging other people because it just turns back in on yourself. And it's only a reflection of how judgmental you are of your own self. If you stop and drop the judgment, you won't have to sit around and be miserable or be concerned about people being judgmental of you, because you won't be judging yourself, and then you won't be like, oh, I can't believe I said this to so-and-so. Who gives a fuck? Truly, think about something you said to someone 10 years ago that you really regret. Can you think of it? I can't, because I don't give a fuck. I live in the present moment. I live in that flow state, bitch. I do what I want all the time, pretty much. Sometimes I have to do some shit I agreed to, and it was flow state to agree to it. At the time, it felt yes, but then the time where I have to follow through and actually go to that panel or, you know, make that music video, I do not want to do it. But I know, I feel in my heart, it's what I'm supposed to do. But the rest of me, my ego, wants to do what it wants. But my heart knows that my divine path requires me to go to that panel, to make that music video, to do whatever I said I would do and follow through so I can feel good about myself because I kept my word. If I cancel, if I bail, I feel like a piece of shit. And that's kind of what AA tricks you into doing. Doing what you say you're going to do, telling the truth, being of service to other people so you don't feel like a piece of shit. Because once you lift yourself up out of that complete lowest vibration piece of shit feeling place and you feel like, you know what, I'm kind of a decent guy, then you can just keep going onwards and upwards, you know? There's no reason that anybody who's listening to this right now, tonight, today, this afternoon, whatever time it is, there's no reason why whoever's listening shouldn't just forgive themselves and forget the bullshit that you keep dragging around with you like an oversized laundry bag to every relationship, every place you go. Fuck, remember when I did this? I totally fucked my shit up. I totally fucked up my life. I made such a huge mistake. You did not. You can't make a mistake in this life. You can't do your life wrong. You can't do this life wrong. This is like a learning academy anyway. So, like, don't be mad at me. Or yourself, rather. No difference, really. Like, yo. So, if you just take responsibility for everything you've ever done, good or bad, it's all been you. And you're like, damn, everything in this life I've created, whether seemingly positive or seemingly negative, has been me. Huh. Now you don't have anyone to blame, which victimhood is really a terrible, it's the lowest vibration you can hold. And it's just a gross, nasty look. And it's for narcs and little bitches. So when you eradicate victimhood from your, you know, just like way of thinking and being, you become set free. You begin to empower yourself. When you realize it's all you, like this whole life is just like a hologram, a holographic universe in which our thoughts and beliefs create the reality that we see all around us. I'm sure that doesn't make sense to a very lot of people. But maybe it will later. Google it. I don't fucking know. There's lots of information out there. Trust me. You know? Shit's getting wild out here. We're actually shifting from 3D, third dimensional reality, into 5. We're already in 4. And in 4D, this is a rapid manifestation reality. So watch your thoughts, watch your words, and watch everything. You know? Don't get an Apple iWatch unless you want, you know, arm cancer. Stay away from these phones as you listen to this podcast out of one. Keep them out of your pant pockets, fellas, and away from your penises. Those are important. And you're radiating your dick. You know, ladies, don't keep it in your bra. I didn't know women even do that. I was horrified whoever I saw doing that. Go outside. The sun's not bad. It's, you know, what about melanoma? You want to get rid of cancer? Boom. Coconut oil mixed with baking soda. I get melanomas all the time. Take that write off in a couple of days. You know, life is easy. Truly, life is easy. When you take responsibility, you start living right. It's a process, but it's progress, not perfection, as they say in AA. Not in AAA. That is like motor vehicle insurance, but you know, whatever. Everybody needs a nice 12-step program. If you're not a drug addict or alcoholic, I'm sure you have a food addiction. You can go to Overeaters Anonymous. Sure, you have a sex and love addiction. You can go to SLAW. I recommend it. If you just are attracted to alkies and drug addicts, go to Al-Anon. Although that's my probably favorite, least favorite 12-step program, because that's kind of like the victim's 12-step program of finger pointing. Sometimes it will land you up in regular ass AA. But, you know, what do I know? I've only been to a few Al-Anon meetings. I don't want to. Let's not talk about it. Yeah, so when you practice responsibility with your thoughts, words, actions, telling the truth, bringing your consciousness always back to your heart center, practicing unconditional love, practicing just free love, not like, you know, sex, free love, but just like freely giving love and not expecting anything in return, freely giving acts of kindness because of the mere reason it feels good to be nice. It's nice to be nice. Feels bad to be bad. You know, it's easy. Be good, get good things in return. Do sketchy shit. Sketchy shit will befall you. There's exceptions to all this, but generally, I think that rule applies here, there, and everywhere. I'm going to end this podcast now because why wouldn't I? Know what I'm saying? I will play a song and then we'll say so long. Oops. Meet me in a quiet field. I'll wait there still, trying not to like it. Meet me out beyond the rocks, the haves and the have nots, trying not to like it. Gonna wait around for show. Oh no, this world is by command. Meet me in a quarry field. Show me what is real. We'll try to fight it. Maybe I'll be on the rocks, the haves and the have nots, trying not to like it. Cold, dark, leaving alone. Cold, dark, his heart. This world is by command. I'm out here for you, man. And I could go, but I'm not gonna wait around for show. Oh, no, this world is by command. This world is by command. This world is by command. go out in the world, spread love and not your butt cheeks, and all that other crap I said. Set yourself free, or your mattress is free.
Thank you.